This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, we take a look at the headlines. The 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose is being celebrated as a Parakram Divas today. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma highlights growing economic importance of the Northeastern region at Davos. Union Minister of State B.L. Verma visits key development sites in Nagaland, and Saraswati Puja and Vasant Panchami is being celebrated today. And now the news in details. The 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose is being celebrated as Parakram Divas today. Early morning processions are being taken out and floral tributes are being paid at Netaji statues. The Union Ministry of Culture is organizing events to mark the occasion in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. It honours his enduring legacy of courage, sacrifice and patriotism, and the celebrations will take place at 13 other locations across the country associated with the life and legacy of the legendary freedom fighter Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The Netaji birth anniversary celebrations will continue until the 25th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has highlighted the growing economic importance of the northeastern region, asserting that Assam follows a focused and inclusive investment approach where every investor is treated as a VIP investor irrespective of the scale of the proposals. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum meeting at Davos on Thursday, Mr. Sarma underlined that India's growth story must be viewed through its regional strengths, with the Northeast increasingly emerging as a zone of economic dynamism. Mr. Sarma said that cement consumption in the Northeastern region has been growing at nearly 20% annually, signalling rapid expansion in infrastructure and construction activities. He also pointed out that India's largest untapped hydrocarbon potential is currently being unlocked in Arunachal Pradesh, while Assam is positioning itself as an important contributor to the country's emerging semiconductor ecosystem. Highlighting another major shift, Sarma said that Assam has transitioned into a power surplus state, significantly enhancing its appeal for industrial investment. The Paria Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh has emerged as a notable example of pragati-driven coordination in infrastructure delivery. The 110-megawatt NEEPCO project in Papumpare district was reviewed under the Prime Minister's Pragati platform to address long-pending implementation hurdles. The review focused on expediting forest and right-of-way clearances, resolving transmission line issues, and improving road connectivity critical for project execution. Directions issued under Pragati enabled faster approvals, coordinated action among central and state agencies, and timely completion of power evacuation systems. The Paria Hydroelectric Project is not merely another asset in India's energy portfolio. It stands as a proof point of the Pragati governance model, where field realities are taken as seriously as financial spreadsheets. The National Institute of Fashion Technology, Shillong, celebrated its 40th Foundation Day yesterday at its campus in Umsauli, Maupat, Meghalaya, marking excellence in fashion education and design. Dapiralin Karjana, the Managing Director of Meghalaya Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation Limited, lauded the NIFT for its continued growth and highlighted the rich handloom and handicraft heritage of Meghalaya. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distributions and Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, yesterday visited key development sites in Chumukedema district on the final day of his two-day visit to Nagaland. He inspected the palm oil plantation in the village and also inspected the facilities at the Health and Wellness Centre at Diphubar B. The minister reaffirmed that under the Aspirational Districts Programme, the Modi government is strengthening healthcare infrastructure and quality services, particularly in rural and semi-urban areas in the northeast. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta chaired the state-level standing committee meeting for Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4 projects yesterday. The committee considered proposals covering 4,717 kilometres of rural roads aimed at providing all-weather connectivity to 1,095 unconnected habitations across the state. Mr. Gupta said the focus remains on improving rural connectivity while ensuring quality, transparency and timely implementation. Higher Education Minister of Tripura Kishore Barman said that after the present government came to power, work has begun to revive the handloom and silk industry, keeping in mind the Prime Minister's Atmanirbhar Bharat or Self-Reliant India vision. He made this statement yesterday after inaugurating the 34-day Silk Handloom Weavers Training Programme at the Nalchar Regional Handloom Industry Cooperative Society Limited. The training programme under the Samarth of the Scheme for Capacity Building in Textile Sector project of the Government of India's Ministry of Textiles and in collaboration with the Central Silk Board will open new horizons for skill development in the silk industry. In an initiative to inspire students towards a career in the armed forces and to motivate them for national service, the Indian Army organized a weapon exhibition at the Albert Ecker Memorial Park in Agartala yesterday. Under the supervision of Army personnel, the students were briefed on the operational procedures of the weapons and were given hands-on exposure to understand their functioning. The students also interacted with Army Jawans and gained insights into life in the armed forces and the importance of serving the nation. The Sikkim Police have been conferred with the prestigious President's Police Colours, the highest national recognition for excellence and sustained service in policing. It has become the 15th state police force in the country to receive the honour. The President's Police Colours are not awarded annually and are conferred only on select police forces that demonstrate exemplary conduct, professional integrity and long-term commitment to public service. In the Northeast, only Tripura and Assam have received the colours since independence, making Sikkim the third state in the region to earn the distinction. In a major boost to policing capacity in Meghalaya, the state government is set to complete the recruitment of over 3,000 police personnel by the second week of February. The massive recruitment drive, aimed at addressing critical manpower shortages across police stations, outposts and battalions, is currently in its final stages, with interviews underway simultaneously in Shillong and Tura for both the eastern and western ranges. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Sahai yesterday said that moral education among children is essential to make the nation stronger. He was addressing the Merit Award Distribution Ceremony for students from minority communities organised by the Minority Welfare Department at the Pragya Bhavan in Agartala. The Chief Minister said that people belonging to different castes, tribes and minority communities are living in peace and harmony in the state. Referring to the 2011 census, he said that 16.42% of Tripura's population belongs to minority communities. Highlighting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision, Mr. Saha said that the guiding principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Prayas and Sabka Vishwas are not merely slogans but carry deep significance. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Mizoram Milk Producers Cooperative Union Limited and the National Dairy Development Board, which aims at strengthening and developing milk production and dairy processing in Mizoram. In line with the target under the Ministry of Corporations flagship scheme, White Revolution 2.0, the board will prepare a comprehensive dairy development plan for Mizoram. According to the Bureau of Animal Husbandry and Statistics, Mizoram recorded the lowest dairy milk production in the Northeast region during 2024-2025, with a production level of 64.4 thousand kilograms per day. Chief Minister Poo Laldohoma expressed confidence that the agreement would not only enhance milk production but would also improve livelihoods and income generation opportunities for a large number of livestock farmers. Saraswati Puja and Vasant Panchami are being celebrated today in obeisance to the goddess of learning. Students are offering traditional anjali or floral tributes to Devi Saraswati, who is also revered as the personification of universal music and truth, sporting the unblemished white in her attire with a swan as her vehicle. The day marks the advent of the Vasant or spring season. We now take another look at the headlines. The 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose being celebrated as Parakram Divas today. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma highlights the growing economic importance of the northeastern region at Davos. Union Minister of State B.L. Verma visits key development sites in Nagaland, and Saraswati Puja and Vasant Panchami are being celebrated today. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.